Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. Yes, let's talk. Here we are.
Hi, guys.
Brand new system put into place. There they are.
Hi.
We are home today. We're testing out. A new system. Hopefully it will work out better than our last without all the skipping and freezing and all that. So it's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for the talk at AEW.
Really?
Yes.
So let's talk about AEW.
AEW.
Let's do it.
AEW had their pay-per-view.
Sunday
night is Dynasty. Let's just say it was kind of surprising for some things.
Kind of shocking.
Yeah, some of them, some not so much, but some, yes.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, we have a new FTW champion.
I'm not happy.
Really? Miz, I Live and Die by Chris Jericho back in 2000.
Yes.
It was when okay. It does not like the fact that Chris is champion now.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I see your point.
I'm sorry, but leave the baby alone.
Yeah, true.
I'm kind of...
They should have just left it on Hook.
Folks, you should see me when I watch this. I stand there and I'm like, oh my God, these babies.
Yes.
I am... All I can think of is somebody being paralyzed, like, with... Because of draws.
Oh, because, yeah. They're in draws off, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
and
I
Stone Cold, because of everything.
Because of his neck and
all
trees,
you can think
yeah.
of is one of these kids just starting their careers, and it could have a life-threatening injury forever.
Or in Hook's case, his father, Taz, because Taz went in and came back from a unfortunate neck, you know. Neck injury.
So
there's that.
Yeah.
Let's go through the pay-per-view.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
case by case, match by match.
Oh boy, we'll be here a while.
Yeah, let's start with what was the first match?
Bullet Club Gold versus the Acclaim and Father, you know.
Yeah.
And we can't say
Daddy Butt.
We can't say yes.
Billy Bad Butt.
Daddy
yes.
Butt.
Yes.
So,
Belly
yeah, and Bullet Club Gold won, which kind of sucks.
It did. I mean, I think what they're going for, their dad, is that they want to unify. Hey, English. Unify the championships. That way they don't have, like, two of the trios, you know, two sets of trios belts.
I
see that.
Stupid.
I get that. But you could have had the Acclaim go ahead and do it instead of the Bullet Club, you know?
I'm not really happy with the fact that the Bullet Club has it because of one reason.
Jay White.
Jay White has an attitude that is worse than anything that Chris Jericho could bring up.
True, but El Santa for the Switchblade is used to either being with the boat club or playing by, or, you know, being by himself, so.
I realize
as I put it, it's only a matter of time till he turns on, you know, Colton and Austin.
Hey!
At least in my opinion.
No! No!
And we have Cat.
Cat on camera.
Sorry, folks.
Sorry, guys.
One of the pitfalls of doing it from home is Cat on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Sorry for him yelling. Sorry for her yelling, but that's just how he likes to climb on top of stuff.
He's nosy, and
he's
at one of those points in life, folks, where he's just, it's all about him. Kind of reminds me of a couple of my grandchildren.
Kind of.
Anyway, moving on. Next on the card was...
Next on the card was Okada versus Pac.
Really?
Yes.
Dad didn't tell me about
that.
Dad
tells you Okada won.
Okada retained the title against Pac. Interesting enough, it was, of course, because Okada went ahead and did himself. It was an actual regular, you know, I'm better than you are kind of match, so.
Yeah, I know. It's
What it was is Pac went ahead and missed coming off the top for the Black Arrow, so he went ahead, so Okada went ahead and capitalized and used the Rainmaker on him. So,
yeah.
There's that. And why do we have Kitty Butt?
Get down.
Move your tushy.
Thank you.
Move your tushy. Thank
there.
You. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
But, Okada actually went ahead and got the job done himself without the help of the Young Bucks.
Well, that's the way it should be. I mean, come on. I mean, he is...
Well, yeah, Okada
he is
one of
Japanese, you know, finest... Yeah. Prove that he is what he says he is, instead of doing...
And he can do it himself.
Exactly. He doesn't need the Young Bucks BS coming out and, I'm better than you. Shut up.
Yeah, we're getting to, I'm better than you, or better than you, baby, here in a few minutes. Next on the list.
Was, Edge and Eddie Kingston. And Mark Briscoe versus
Adam Copeland. Rated R superstar Adam Copeland.
Yes.
Unfortunately, okay, Adam Copeland. Sorry.
Yeah.
I go by Edge. I'm sorry.
Well, you know.
Anyways, it was those three versus the House of Black. Let's just say, even all intents and purposes, the House always wins.
For the most part.
Yes. And now we're going to bring up, I guess, the girls' match.
Bring up Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale for the TBS Championship.
Yeah.
And new AEW TBS Champion Willow Nightingale.
So, unfortunately, sorry, Julia, the house doesn't always win.
Yeah, the house doesn't always win.
Mom's a fan of Julia. She likes Julia. Yeah. I mean, Willow's really good. Willow's not that bad.
I mean, I like Willow. Willow's cool. But I love the fact of...
But you love the fact...
I love Julia's attitude.
You love the fact that Curtin and Julia has that railing, crazed, gothic-ness to her.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm weird.
I've never been really a
sort of like your rabbit on Final Fantasy 14.
Yes.
The gothic rabbit.
Hey, you leave my goth bunny alone. She has awesome hair and she has purple highlights. Leave her alone.
We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Mm. And she's pale, pasty white. Leave him alone.
Who's who's next up to the TBS Championship?
Let me see. I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was...
I'm not quite sure. I lost.
It was the Young Bucks versus FTR.
Yeah.
Where do I go from this?
Well, first of all, FTR lost.
Yes, it was. Tough guys lost.
Tough guys out. They lost. But there was some interference.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
From none other than Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Yeah.
He came out in the devil mask, believe it or not.
Actually, no, it was a stink mask.
Or a sting mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a hoodie and a sting mask.
Okay. The only thing I could think of is, you know, I mean, with all the BS going on
about CM Punk.
Thing.
CM there. Punk.
Thing one over there at the other.
Phil.
Yeah, that one.
Phil Brooks.
Mr. Brooks.
Whatever they want to call it.
Well.
Okay. We've got him, and then we've got all the BS going on with the film and everything. I mean, eventually.
Oh.
I don't know why, but me, I'm all, not surprised.
All out.
I think that film.
I'm not.
Speaking of that film, I think that film that they released on Dynamite was a little preview to get Jack Perry was coming
thank
back.
You.
Yes.
I wasn't surprised. I'm sorry.
I wasn't surprised.
I was waiting for Jack to show up.
And
I kind of figured that's when he's going to show up.
But it also showed that Jack really didn't do what Phil said he did, was he started, according to Phil,
Jack started
the fight. He was all up in his face. He was running his mouth, and it went ahead, and then it escalated to him going ahead and putting his hands on Jack, and then going ahead and knocking him out. That does not give, all because somebody's talking smack to you, that does not give you the right to go ahead and attack him.
Never gives you a right to hit anyone.
Jack literally had his hands up in his hair. You can see it on video, had it up in his hair. His hands were like this. And Phil takes a shot.
Phil always took a shot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
verbal,
but the man.
It was physical.
I'm sorry, but a man needs to be mentally evaluated if that's his first course of action for somebody talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
He needs behavioral therapy if that is your first go to.
Moving on to the next match.
Anyways, it really popped the crowd and they went crazy. And here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. As they were gearing up for the next match.
Yes.
Which was Will Ospreay and Daniel Bryan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear the crowd go ahead and start chanting, "Oh, cry me a river."
Oh.
Which is what Perry went ahead and said to Phil. Because of, you know, the real glass stuff. Because it was going to be Perry versus Hook for the FTW, obviously the FTW Championship. Went on London. And they wanted to do a spot where, Jack wanted to do a spot where he went through the car's windshield.
So let's go back to...
That was it.
Let's go back to... FTW match.
Oh.
Okay.
Does anybody think that will bring out Taz out of retirement to go after Chris Jericho?
I'm thinking it
I
might.
I was thinking that night when they did the interview that eventually Taz was going to pop and explode because
I felt Chris had
really overstepped.
He did.
And you know how Chris is? He's going to sit there and rub it in Taz's face.
Chris?
He's going to sit there, you know, ha-ha, your son is this, your son is that.
Ha-ha, your son lost, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly, because
we know how Jericho operates, right, Mom?
Yeah, Jericho operates like he's better than anybody out there. Sorry, I have seen some of the other best, not to be...
Not to be rude, Christopher.
Christopher, was it Irvine?
Yes.
A serious problem, but seriously, he needs to have a little bit of one-on-one therapy. Some ADHD meds.
Jericho is your boy. I mean, you go around here singing Judas all the time.
Right.
All
right. I may sing the song. I may like his character, but his attitude sometimes, like he's better than somebody else. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm trying to break my grandchildren of that.
He's had that all throughout his career.
I know, but... Yeah, Chris, sometimes... The thing is, Chris likes to turn up the dial on that.
All right, so let's go
to... that's what it is.
Because this is interesting. Let's go to the Roddy Strong...
That's the one I forgot.
Match.
That's the one I forgot was the Roddy Strong match.
Because there's an interesting twist to that one that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
I forgot about that one.
So, Roddy won against...
Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly. So, out from his wheelchair...
Comes
Adam Cole walking to the ring with purpose. And he gives Wardlow such a look like, you're next. Me and you at some point.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry.
He gave him the look like, I'll deal with you later.
Why?
Because Wardlow came down to be Roddy, to be Roddy's little corner person. Roddy didn't get the job. Wardlow didn't get the job done.
He sounds so much like...
Because Roddy had to go ahead and win it on his own.
Okay. Here's the thing. Anybody turn around and remember how another certain person did and had Wardlow as basically a dog?
Maxwell. Jacob. Friedman.
Exactly.
Which let's get into that because
MJF.
Speculation was that MJF was going to show up at WrestleMania, which he did not do.
No.
And the way things look as far as storyline wise, there is still some unfinished business with Adam Cole.
Yes.
And all the dirt sheets, and even the WWE is not in talks with Max, because of the fact that everybody thinks that he signed until 2027 with AEW. So, the thinking would be that as soon as Adam Cole is cleared to wrestle, we're going to see I'm Better Than You and You Know It back in the ring to finish his business with Adam Cole.
Well, that's also, Max is also cleared too because of his shoulder.
Well, we don't know if Max ain't cleared. And he's not coming back till after Adam Cole is cleared.
That's true,
and that's what
I mean,
was thinking.
We don't know for sure with Max there.
And then we get to the AEW Women's Championship.
Shown the men's championship. It did.
No, we forgot. Timeless Toni Storm.
And Thunder Rosa.
And of course, how much if I knew that was going to happen. And still, AEW Women's World Champion, Timeless Toni Storm.
I mean, Rosa went ahead and put out a hell of an effort. I gotta give it to Rosa. Rosa put out a hell of an effort. If you got rid of Mariah May and Luther around, she would have went ahead and kicked her butt, and
of course
we would have had new champ. If it wasn't for those two, you know.
You can't have the whole thing is hey. You can't also, have one without the other. So, how many of our superstars go out there, they always have somebody else to help. But
I know.
It wouldn't be a show, an excitement with it,
If you didn't bring a little something. And also on top of that, it didn't help.
Keeps the storylines going.
That's true. And also on top of that, it didn't help that Deanna, when I heard that Deanna went ahead and came out and started a little something something too.
Yeah.
And now.
In Cost Thunder, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. I can see that going.
And now, the main event.
Oh, we forgot about.
Who did we forget about?
Will and.
Oh, Will Ospreay. Brian Danielson. And the American Dragon, Brian Danielson. And Will Ospreay won. Danielson is back on the injured reserve list.
Yeah.
He separated his shoulder during the match.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of happens when you sit there and eat soy products all them years and trying to go in and trying to be a meat eater. Sorry, folks, but for those who are vegetarians, every now and then you need to eat a greasy cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, don't just sit there and don't yell at.
Don't yell at the station, it's your opinion.
Yep, my opinion.
Well, that's why we have a disclaimer in the beginning of the show. And now, the main event.
Come to find out.
The AEW World Champion Samoa Joe versus whose house?
Swerve's house.
Come to find out with the Daniel Bryan match, it was Storm Driver, otherwise known as the Tiger Driver, went ahead and put Bryan on the injured reserve because when Will went to go lift him, he didn't clear the weight all the way, and when he did, he popped Bryan's shoulder out of place.
Okay.
And he admitted, oops, sorry, my bad, I'm not going to use that move anymore.
And now, Samoa Joe versus whose house?
Swerve's house.
This was a very quick 8-minute match.
it was a very quick match, surprisingly. You know, people were thinking it was going to go
longer. That's what I thought, when...
So did I, when I went ahead and saw, I'm like, really?
Yeah, I was...
Dad goes, what's going on with the match? Match is over. What do you mean the match is over? Match is over.
Yeah, first
thing, we're getting the announcements, the ring announcements. They're coming to the ring next minute. The match is over. What's up?
I
was watching something else. So Dad comes in and goes, he says, oh, by the way, the match is over. What do you mean the match is over? He turns around and he goes, well, we got a new champion. Okay, spit it out, Sparky. And he turns around and he goes, Swerve is now the new champion. I said, are you sure? Was that a miscount? He goes, no.
No.
He goes, no. 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 No.
No.
Turn around.
No, it wasn't a miscount.
And there was a reason why there was such a upset.
Yeah.
Would you care to express that concernable problem?
Okay, I guess it would be my job. Let's just put it this way, when...
And 30 seconds or less, please, Sparky.
When, pretty much all it took was 30 seconds. Joe!
In 2 minutes or less.
Joe comes to go ahead and take out Swerve with the clothesline. He missed, and he hit the ring post. A steel ring post.
Ow!
Yeah, now let's just say, arm went this way, elbow went that way.
That would hurt.
Yeah, Sparky. And Swerve decided to go ahead and, you know, capitalize on it, you know, like he's gonna hurt him. And the minute he pulled on Joe, you can hear Joe scream
in agony.
And I'm like, no.
There's a very big man with a very.
There's a very big man, and he's hurt right now. No.
Yep.
And the fact is,
you don't smoke a bear.
And the fact is, Joe, a 320-something pound man, goes in and allows Swerve to go ahead and do the Swerve stomp and then sit on him. Not even attempt to push him off.
Because, just to finish
and allow,
in other words, finish it.
Just finish the match.
Yep, just finish it. I don't want to hear. Just finish it, dude.
I mean, I'm not putting anything against Swerve. Swerve's awesome. Swerve's awesome. I think he does one hell of a job.
Oh, yeah. Not bad for an ex-military man, huh?
And not bad for one of Triple H's quote-unquote NXT flunkies.
Wait.
I'm not kidding. He's an NXT mid-carder.
Not bad. I get all psyched now, when he comes out.
Now he's AEW World Champion.
And
he deserves it.
Yes, and historically he is the first African-American champion for AEW for the men's.
Yeah, for AEW.
For the men's.
Very, very wonderful.
And yeah, the minute he was...
The minute he was handed that title,
he cried.
So now you're all caught up on the pay-per-view for 27 minutes.
And yes, there are some people that went ahead and is upset because he is champion because he is an NXT mid-carder. He doesn't deserve to have it.
BS.
I'm sorry, he does. He has that charisma and that awesomeness to him to carry and be that champion. I'm sorry, yes. My opinion.
All right, so we've got less than a minute. So next week... We will be back here at home.
Yes, yes, we will.
I'm going to rerun this and see how it works. If it sounds good and looks good, then this is our new system and our new setup. So, and we're all in HD now, so it's interesting. So we are out of here.
Take care,
peace
guys.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.